In the middle of the floor, there was a large opening in the ground in which sweet potatoes were stored. Sometimes, as they put the potatoes in or took them out, Booker got one or two and roasted them. All of the cooking was done over the open fire in this cabin, for they had no stove. It was a very uncomfortable place in which to live. The boy lived a hard life. He says, "I cannot remember a single instance during my childhood or early boyhood when our entire family sat down to the table together and God's blessing was asked and the family ate a meal in a civilized manner. It was a piece of bread here and a scrap of meat there. It was a cup of milk at one time and some potatoes at another." That, if I'm not mistaken, came from his autobiography, Up from Slavery, which I read several years ago. One day when he was about 5 years old, he saw his young mistress and some visitors out in the yard eating ginger cakes. He said he never saw anything in his life that looked so good to him as those cakes did, and he thought that if he ever got free, the height of his ambition would be to buy all the ginger cakes he wanted, just like those the young ladies were eating. He had to sleep on a pallet. He never slept in a bed until after he was set free. The first pair of shoes he ever had was made of leather, but the soles were of wood, and they were very uncomfortable, and made a great noise when he walked. He never thought of wearing anything on his head. But the worst thing about his dress in those early days was having to wear a flax shirt. These shirts were made of the roughest and coarsest part of the flax. They were very uncomfortable. When new, they scratched severely. After they were worn a while and broken in, they were fairly comfortable. His brother John often broke in Booker's shirts for him, a very kind and generous thing to do. He had no time to play when he was a boy. When he was a grown man, he was asked what games he played when he was a boy, and he answered that he never really played at all. He had to work so hard that no time was left for play. Even when he was a very small boy, he had to sweep the yards, carry water to the hens in the fields, help around the big house, and carry in wood. Going to the mill was the worst job he had. A farmhand would put a sack of corn on a horse, put him on top of the sack, and send him off. It was a long way to the mill. Almost every time he was sent, the sack of corn would work to one side and then fall off. It was too heavy for him to put back, so he would have to wait until someone came along to help him. He followed this plan till his death, and nearly every one of the many buildings that stood at Tuskegee when he died was built entirely by the students themselves. They planned to build this first large building, Porter Hall they called it, of brick. So they went out to make the brick right there. The students did not like this work. It was hard and it was dirty. However, they went at it and after several trials found some brick clay. They molded the brick, built the kiln, fired it, and waited. When the burning was done, they found that they had made a complete failure. None of the brick could be used. At once they built another kiln. This also turned out to be a failure. Some of them were discouraged at this and said, "Let's quit." But others said, "We must succeed." So a third kiln was built. This kiln seemed to be burning splendidly, when suddenly, on the last night, it fell. This was surely discouraging, but Washington was not to be stopped by failure. And here is a great lesson for all of us little buddies, because I don't know that I would have had the courage to continue after three failures, would you? Well, let's try to learn a lesson from Booker T. He was now without a dollar to continue this work. He happened to think, however, of a watch he owned. He took the watch to Montgomery, Alabama, nearby, pawned it for $15, came home, called the workers together once more, built another kiln, and this time the kiln was a success. If you're not familiar with that word kiln, it is K-I-L-N. And as you can tell from the context, it's a structure in which they put bricks and they heat them up real hot with fire to make them super hard. Later, when he went back to get his watch, it was gone, but he never regretted losing it in such a good cause. Now that he was successful in making bricks, the work progressed on the buildings, and soon Porter Hall was finished and other buildings were started. There were two other things Washington wanted for his school. One was a place for his students to board, or that is, have their meals, and the other a place for them to room, a place for them to sleep. Washington said that he had nothing but the students and their appetites to begin a boarding department with.